Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
She was told by the nurse that administered the jab the next day she should definitely have a pyjama day.
Oh!
And eat chocolate and take away food. That was a medical recommendation. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever eaten 6 donuts to congratulate yourself on doing a 20-minute walk, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi. I've actually got a story about that, which I will tell you later, because I feel like I could have written that intro.
Okay, well, Jo is poorly this week. She's not going to be with us. She will be back next week, hopefully. But let's look on the bright side, because this means that me and you, Victoria, can find it a lot easier to just slag her off behind her back.
I mean, sure, I'm all up for this. I mean, usually it's me slagging you off and you slagging me off. So this will make a nice change, won't it?
Right, well, let's get Jo's update first.
Just out of the shower after day 7 of the 30-day exercise plan. Been on the treadmill as well. Been for a walk whilst watching Finding Alice. No biggie. Just an athlete. I'm just an exerciser now, so that's good. What else do I have to tell you? Obviously, I've not been on the scales at home because home scales don't count. My Slimming World leader messaged me to say that she's merging 2 Zoom groups into 1 now. I'm assuming because there's been such a drop-off. Is there anybody left that's actually dieting during lockdown? I don't know. I'll find out at 6 o'clock. Our Zoom is tonight, so I've got that to attend. Had quite a good week. Got to say, I have learnt something, and that something is that if you buy a 6-pack of sizzling steak Wotsits, they can't last more than an hour in your house. I was thinking as well, we could all be at Target before groups reopen. Imagine, we'll never have to pay again.
How far away does she think it is before groups reopen? Because that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go a couple of years, I think.
So she's not here. She is poorly. She came in this morning and she handed me this can of diet caffeinated drink, which was like a green tea thing. And she was like, surely this is more healthy than Morrison's own Red Bull. So I feel like maybe that's what sent her under, to be honest.
I think it probably has. Or all of the crisps that she is quite clearly eating at the moment. It'll be one of them, I think. But it's fine because she can walk it off in her living room by the sounds of it. So it's fine.
I was going to say, like, the amount of exercise equipment that woman has now. I mean, she's still paying her gym membership. Can we just add that? But she's now, what, she's got dumbbells, a treadmill. Whatever else.
But I mean, the thing is, this is what I love about Jo, is like the novelty will wear off. She'll do it for a week and then next week she'll be onto something else and that treadmill will be collecting dust. I can guarantee it.
But kudos to her for going to Slimming World groups still as well.
Yeah, I mean, we can't fault her on that one because you and I aren't going, are we? So.
No, but I find them so fucking depressing. And by merging 2 groups down to 1... I mean, that surely shows numbers are down.
Yeah, I would be really interested to know, actually, how many people are still going to Zoom groups. Like, do you think that novelty's worn off a little bit?
I don't know. Well, having said that, we do sell Zoom groups on our Patreon.
Yeah, but ours are different, though. Ours are really fun. Like, we can drink and eat crap on ours, and there's always prizes to be won. You don't get that on your Slimming World group, do you? You just get shit.
You don't. Although, like, and as also today, she has been, Jo has been really very sort of positive and upbeat. She said she had a really good day on plan yesterday.
Right.
And then she's, oh, hang on. So maybe she's ill because she's dieting.
Yeah, she's exercising. Actually, it's a shock, to her body. She's not used to it. She can't do both at the same time.
Oh, well, get well soon, Jo. Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's coming from Sarah WB, and she says, my excuse of the week is that my new medication can cause joint and muscle pain, and my doctor told me not to do high-intensity exercise. Maybe the acne medication I'm on will make my skin look so good that nobody will notice the stone I will inevitably put on.
Oh, God. See, Jo would love this one because she loves a good excuse that's come from a medical expert, doesn't she? And especially medication making you gain weight. So I feel like she'd be all over this. But, I mean, wow.
Talking about medical excuses, my mum had her coronavirus jab over the weekend just
gone.
And she was told by the nurse that administered the jab the next day she should definitely have a pyjama day.
Oh.
And eat chocolate and take away food. That was a medical recommendation from the nurse.
I am just going to throw this out there, though. Like, have we really been doing anything but that for the past year? Because I feel like that's just my everyday.
Absolutely not. But also, I feel like that's just another good reason for us to get our coronavirus jabs.
Absolutely, yeah. So I mean, they're racking up now, aren't they? And that is definitely the top one.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes, an exclusive sticker when you join, and the chance to take part in competitions where you could win £100 and merch from our Etsy store. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to the next update, let's hear from some of you guys. You've sent us messages in the last couple of weeks at secretslimpod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Amanda Mills has been in touch and she says, right, who else is starting again on Monday? Even my wellies didn't fit today.
Oh, Amanda.
That is the worst though, when wellies don't fit you.
I feel like Amanda wrote that at 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yes. I wonder how many people completely did like write off January and just started again.
However, when I did my update this week, a woman messages and said that she's lost a stone and a half in January.
Oh, she can get fucked. No, I don't need that sort of positivity on this page.
Rachel Natanson says, listening to this week's episode and reminded of the time my Fitbit auto-registered an aerobic workout because I was so hungover I couldn't stop being sick. Obviously, when I stopped, I immediately ordered pizza and I'd earned it.
Oh my God, I saw this and I shared this on our pages because I just thought, this is just me. This is me and Rachel are just two peas in a pod because I feel like this is what would happen to me. And I love it. Amazing.
How violently sick do you have to be?
I don't know.
Do you just put it on the back of your head?
Oh my God, but how many times throughout the day as well? I mean, usually, you know, just once and you're fine, but Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, maybe she's running to the toilet. Maybe that's how she's
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. Yeah. God, if I was that hungover, I think I'd just spend the day in the bathroom. Bring the pizza to me, it's fine. Emma Basie says, so after yesterday's episode and laughing a lot, I thought, sod it. I'm just going to start listening again from the beginning. The first time listening, I didn't get on board with the matcha tea hype. However, starting the series again, I got sucked in and today bought a tin of matcha tea. Totally forgetting that only a few episodes later, Jo said it was shit. And by then, it had already been dispatched. Wish me luck.
Oh my God, I feel like we've sold so many tins of matcha tea.
And everything else.
I wonder how many hundreds of thousands of people have them sat in their fucking cupboard. I still have mine now.
Yeah. Mine's still by my tea bags. And my Bubbles was over the other day and he said, what's this? I was like, oh, long story, I won't go into it. Still there.
Catherine Christiansen says, just looking at your posts, chatting about matcha tea.
Oh, here we go.
I'm still desperate to try it. What the fuck? Rochelle Humes drinks it, and clearly that's the only reason she looks like she does.
Yeah.
And then Rachel Purnell replied, obs, nothing to do with the consistency in nutritious food and exercise. No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
It is just all the matcha tea.
But I like how Catherine's like, oh, I'm desperate to try it. Well, just go and try it then. Just get yourself a pot. Give it a go.
Or eat some grass because it tastes exactly the same.
Or that, yeah. Rosemary Apple Archibald says, why do I do this to myself? I went to the Turkish supermarket to get skinless chicken wings for a healthy fakeaway tonight, and somehow a loaf of fresh olive bread and a box of baklava fell into my basket. I tell myself it's for the family, but who am I kidding?
Oh my god, a olive Turkish bread supermarket.
Oh my god, yeah,
that does sound divine.
Yeah, fakeaway as well. Oh, love it.
Kat says, proof that home skills don't count. She said, Jo would love this. Yeah, I saw someone on Facebook group saying that we should calibrate our home scales. After doing this, I hadn't put on the £2 I'd originally thought. I put on four. Fuck my life.
Jesus.
How do you calibrate home scales? I've got absolutely no idea.
I'm sure somebody posted on our community page, and it was a whole paragraph about having to press this and do this and take that off, and I just went, I thought, no, I haven't got time for that. I'm just going to step on, and if it's a loss, then great, and if it's a gain, then it's a maintain. So
shit, well, I shouldn't have said that. I wonder how we've got on this week, Victoria. Right, everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right, it's time for our second update, and it's from Victoria.
I almost don't want to say how I have got on this week, because I can only imagine the eye roll that Joe, Katie and producer Paul will give me when I say that this week, despite having a McDonald's breakfast, despite having a KFC, despite having another bar of Dairy Milk Easter egg, the mini egg one, which I'm eating one a week at least, I've had hot cross buns, I have had olives and antipasti stuff, which inspired Katie to also have the same. My work here is done. I don't think I can really get away with saying that I've maintained this week, but that is what's happened. So because of my maintain, I am 100% saying that I have pulled a Victoria, which I'm so chuffed about, because last week on the episode, Joe and Katie were basically saying that now that I'm in my early 30s, it's going to be really hard to lose weight. Now, they might be right about that, but I have not gained weight this week, and I should have done, 1,000,000%. So let's just focus on that. I now have a sandwich maker, which is going to enable me to make all of the TikTok wraps, and I'm super excited about that. I am aiming for 10,000 steps every day in February. I'd like to lose at least something this month, but if I maintain every week, then, you know, I'll take it. Target by birthday, less likely now.
What was it you saying about maintains on home scales?
Yeah, sorry. I just said that for the bants, guys. I genuenely
right,
did.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did. Honestly, I was just as shocked to see it. And I did. I never usually take the best of three. I literally just take the first one. But I genuinely could not believe that I had not gained a single pound. I did step on it about five times. And it was. And I actually even moved it around my flat as well. And it was saying the same.
Okay, fair enough.
But I did have to take, I did have to take the battery out of my weighing scales in the kitchen because the actual scales for me had gone and they were in my kitchen scales because I am making a banana bread like every other day at the moment. Which
so you've left
really
that
enjoying.
Out.
Yeah, I did.
I made banana bread over the weekend too. Like, I feel like lockdown three is when
finally,
I'm
I missed it the other times, but I'm fully on the bandwagon this time. But I think as well, it's worth pointing out that I think I should be now classed as the inspiration of this podcast because Katie.
Right.
I had antipasti stuff and I sent you a picture of it. And then what did you do? Did you go out and buy yourself some olives?
I did. I bought some olives. I had olives.
So yeah, I think that's me inspiring you, isn't it, really? So me being the inspiration of the podcast, I think.
I feel like, though, we need to address this whole pulling a Victoria because new listeners to the podcast won't know what pulling a Victoria is. Now, by our own definition, pulling a Victoria is doing what?
Eating a lot of shit and maintaining or losing weight.
No, that's an addition. You said losing weight. So I feel like we can't claim pulling a Victoria.
Oh, I think we can, though. I think we can. Because when you look at all of the stuff I've eaten over the past week, to not have gained weight, I think, is pulling a Victoria. It's a new, it's a 2021 version of it. There we go.
So is that the 2021 version is the pulling a Victoria in her 30s, whereas pulling a Victoria in her 20s was that little bit more special?
Yeah, because she actually lost weight. This one's just maintaining. So yeah, I would actually like to try and lose weight this month. That would be nice. That would be a good aim.
That would be the dream. So in January, did you just maintain then?
I can't remember now. I have written it down. Let me have a look. So I lost...
Because that's the bigger picture, isn't it?
Oh, I've lost one. There we go.
Oh, there we go. Well, that's still a loss. That's a loss in 2021. We can take that.
Yeah, that's true. So I'd like to lose. But yeah, target by the birthday. I mean, we are in another month now. It is looking... I mean, I do want to lose 3 stone. I don't think I'm going to do that in 2 months.
Well, there's only 2 stone, 13 pounds to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But 10,000 steps every day for February, and you're like this. So yesterday it got to about 9 o'clock and I was still about 500 short, right. And it was raining, and I thought, right, I'm just gonna go out, like, it's fine, it doesn't matter, fresh air again, whatever. And I walked down to the co-op, accidentally fell into the whoops aisle and bought myself some flapjacks, which were 38p, and then ate them walking home. So I got my steps in and then added another 2,000 calories to my day.
Fucking hell, fuck off. 2,000 calories?
No, I don't think it was that much, but they're like, all the labels were red and I didn't dare actually count them up because I did actually eat them all.
The red label stuff is the best, to be honest.
Yes, it is. Yes, I enjoyed every single bite.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Ruth sent this one in. She says, I listened to the podcast with my husband and he asked me what a slimming hero is. So I explained. He said, oh, like the time we bought 27 pizzas on 2 transactions saying it was for a party. I had completely forgotten about this. You bought one pizza for £1.49 and got 2 free and a £1.50 voucher for your next pizza.
What?
So we bought 27 pizzas for free and even got some change.
What the hell?
Fuck.
Where was this deal? Why weren't we notified about it?
Well, that's
Jesus.
A lot of pizza.
Where the hell are you going to store 27 pizzas?
A chest freezer, Victoria.
Oh,
when you get into your 40s, that's what we need to invest in, a chest freezer.
Right, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Right, let's get our last update, and it's from me.
On planning Jan, didn't go terribly well. I think I've been more sort of fuck it till Feb, but today is the 1st of February. It's the start of a new week, it's the start of a new month, and it's the start of a new diet, obviously. I am back on the Fast 800. I know I've said this in many a fucking time, but I've made enough dishes now to last me an entire week, so there's no reason why I can't have a good week diet-wise. I mean, I did say that last week and the week before. However, I really, truly mean it today. Honestly, I do. I've been doing blind weigh-ins for the last month. They've gone so well, haven't they? I don't know how I got on this week. I've not weighed myself yet, but I feel like I'm just going to have to fucking bite the bullet, get on the scales and stare at the weight myself and draw a line from there, because I've got a horrible feeling that actually what the scales will say on the 1st of February will be higher than they said on the 1st of January. And I thought that was bad enough as it was. So I'll step on the scales later, I'll bite the bullet and I'll start again.
I think we need a new sticker here, which says, so it's not in the Fast 800 again. I'm back on the Fast 800 or something to do with that, because we hear that every bloody week now.
Because I do mean it when I say it on Monday.
Right, and then by Monday lunchtime, you're off the wagon again.
It's all gone to shit. No, so a bit of an update on that. So I plucked up the courage. Yes, in fact, no, it wasn't plucking up the courage. You know when you get that kind of like palpitation when you're about to check your bank balance?
Yes, every day.
Yeah, every day. That's, well, that's me. That's my life. Well, that's how I felt last night when I saw the scales on top of the cupboard and I thought, do you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to have to step on them. So in a blind state of panic, I just pulled the scales down and stepped on it and I was like, for fuck's sake,
what is this?
Oh, did you
look yourself then? You didn't get your partner to do it?
No, because I'd had enough of that, because because I'd not done it on the Sunday and I'd not done it on the Monday, and he's like, are we going to do this now? I was like, fuck off, I've had
so you didn't want to do it. Yeah,
so,
that's fair.
No,
yep.
Didn't want to do it, so I did it, decided by myself to do it. So I stepped on the scales and I was wearing my coat and shoes and nearly shat myself. So I removed the coat and shoes and
Even step on the scales wearing them anyway?
Because I was panicked. It is like, it's like ripping a plaster off. You just have to get on with it and do it.
Yeah, so get and naked and do it.
Well, I mean, that's what happened. So right. I composed myself, got back on the scales, and I was still a bit like, oh, Christ, because the first number was definitely not what the first number was when I last weighed at Slimming World.
Oh, God.
So I pulled the book down that my other half had been writing my weights down in. And when I looked, I mean, I have had a gain in the last week. However, when I'm looking January to February, I am happy to announce that in the month of January in 2021, I've lost weight.
I mean, well done, but how much?
Half a pound.
For fuck's sake, are you joking? Are you kidding? I mean, I know I'm not one to talk because I've only lost a pound, but Jesus Christ.
No, half a pound. I've lost
Fast
half a pound.
Fast 800 really works
January.
Then, doesn't it? Really, really
fucking hell.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the Fast 800 has kind of like half saved me, because you know
I think
what?
It I've has,
been,
yeah.
But I've been, Victoria, I've been smashing so much shit in the last month.
I'm so proud
like,
of you.
I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like, oh, I don't know. Like, this now is the time where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get back on it. And then I say these things on the Monday and then it just goes a bit fall apart. Yesterday, for example, like I had to just finish off the pink and whites that I bought with the Freddo bars because, you know, they're just sat in the cupboard. So they're gone now and I've had a really good day so far. It's half past 12. So I've only had my breakfast. I've not had my lunch yet. But I'm changing how I do things. So I've decided I'm going to eat a big meal at lunch. And then only have like snacky bits for tea, but snacky bits within the Fast 800. So I can, you know, on the Fast 800, you can have olives and cheese.
You can.
That's what I'm doing. I'm calorie counting those olives and cheese and having them for my tea and going to bed with drinking water.
Well done. I think actually, can I just throw this out? I think there was an episode, was there the New Year's Eve episode when I said that I was going to lose more weight than you in January?
Yeah, but you've just told me that you've
no,
just told
no,
me.
I think I've actually just like proved that I've actually lost more weight than you in January. I mean, I said I was going to do it and I've done it.
This is,
yay,
Victoria, this
birthday.
Is not a race. Everyone's
birthday.
On their own journey. We're having positivity throughout
not,
February.
Not when it comes to you and I, Katie, there isn't.
Right, let's move on to our least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's has come in from Emma Walters, and she says, I nominate my daughter and Katie as least supportive diet partners. My daughter's been discharged from hospital today after having her appendix removed and insisted that she needed a McDonald's for her tea, 100%. And after listening to this podcast, I couldn't resist a big tasty with bacon. Yes. But also, goodness. You're doing it wrong, because if you've not had the cheddar bites, like, you need to invest in those as well.
For next time.
Right, before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
Angie Rootledge says, Athlete Joe is correct. I mean, not. Wall push-ups are a modification to the traditional push-up and when done correctly are very effective.
Now, I have been looking into this on Joe's behalf, because I feel like wall push-ups isn't a push-up that I could possibly do. I've never been able to do a push-up in my life, mainly because my tits weigh a stone each. So when I looked at this, you do have to get on your tippy toes and you have to be at like the correct angle. So I'm going to, when Joe gets back from her sick leave, I'm going to make sure she's got the right technique.
Yeah, because we did say that we do need video evidence of this on our socials.
Yeah, and she's not done it yet.
Yeah, well, she needs to kick up the arse, didn't she?
Rian Power says, I can confirm that when Victoria suggested I hadn't started my SlimFast pack last week, she was correct. Woo-hoo! I actually started SlimFast on Monday, had one shake and fell off the wagon. But now it's February, new month, new me.
Do you think we're going to be saying this every month? Now it's March, new me. Now it's April, new me. Jessica Ann says, would love it if you guys could cover how fucking evangelical some people on these groups are. See the Fast 800 group. I have been berated by an admin today for admitting to having a treat night. Next time, I just won't share it.
No, they are very, very, very fucking anal. You can't have any sense of humour on the Fast 800.
Oh, God.
Well, I feel like the lack of sugar makes you less funny.
Yes. It's because everyone's fucking miserable, that's why, because it's horrible.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. Right. It's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. So by default, I was Slimmer of the Week last week.
Right, so that means
normally
I get it
what
now.
Happens, well, I would say no.
I would say yes, because where's Jo? Jo can't get it, she's not here.
Yeah, but Jo is the only one of us actually going to a fucking Slimming World group each week on a Zoom, to be honest.
Well,
she sat there for 40 minutes and she said she listened to a man moan about his half pound gain or something. Like, I feel like that needs a medal, not just Slimmer of the Week.
Yeah, but she hasn't eaten a lot of crisps. And I did inspire you to have olives and I'm sure you really enjoyed those olives.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give it you.
Well, tough. By default, it's mine. Jo's not
no.
here.
No. Yes. While we've been recording, actually, we've had a message in from Catherine Reese on Instagram and she says, can I nominate myself as Slimmer of the Week?
No.
I lost all my Christmas weight gain before the end of January and I had my whoosh 2 weeks ago and lost 5 pounds before my weigh-in that week. And I know that home scales don't count, but it's all I've got at the moment. So I'm happy to announce this week that Catherine Reese, in Joe's absence, is this week's Slimmer of the Week as picked by me.
Absolutely not. No, I'm not happy.
You may or may not agree with this.
No, this is going to come back to haunt you, Katie White, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you're not Slimmer of the Week, so you don't have to choose next week. It's fine. My plan is working. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.